The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, published their revised veterinary feed directive, and the final rule outlines the process for authorizing use of VFD drugs and provides veterinarians in all states with a framework for authorizing the use of medically important antimicrobials in feed when needed for specific animal health purposes. Josh White, Executive Director of Producer Education for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says producers need to take the steps to be ready to comply, and the first step is to check with your local veterinarian.
You know, as long as your vet is keeping up to speed, you should be in good shape. We've put out a lot of resources at NCBA. We've done some articles in our National Cattlemen magazine that I've written is just about the veterinary client-patient relationship, getting ready, and some guidelines that AABP has put out to make sure that you've got a good VCPR in place.
Now, for those who don't know much about VFD, White says NCBA has a variety of information to help you answer any questions you may have.
We also did a webinar this past summer. It's recorded and available for free on our website at beefusa.org, and it's a full hour of changing regulations on antibiotics with really the leaders in that topic area, Dr. Mike Apley from K-State University, and then a representative from the FDA.
Full implementation date of the Veterinary Feed Directive is December 31st of 2016. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.